Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Campbell County Health closed its Pioneer Building offices and is in the process of moving patient financial services to Campbell County Memorial Hospital. The move to new digs will start on the 16th. Until then, patients can meet with a financial advocate about billing concerns at the hospital, or they can call the hospital and ask to be connected to an advocate. The move from the Pioneer Building will save patient financial services more than $2 million over the next few years. Campbell County has completed a master plan for travel and tourism in the area. According to the news record, the director of the Campbell County Convention and Visitors Bureau said the travel industry is more than hotel stays and restaurant meals, and Gillette needs to grow that industry with all areas of the community involved. And in addition to attracting new businesses and workers to town, it's also about bringing back the young people who've left Gillette. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A date for mediation of the legal dispute between Campbell County Health and the Northern and the Northeastern Community Health Foundation has been set with regard to the issue of Hospice House. Representatives from both sides are set to meet on the 24th of June to begin mediation. Two contracts related to Close to Home Hospice Hospitality House are the subject of the mediation. How each organization extricates itself from the obligations of those contracts is the subject of the mediation, and to come up with new agreements that everyone can get on board with. It's hoped that once those issues are solved, Campbell County and the foundation can form a new relationship. Ken Clouston has announced he'll be running against Tim Hallinan for representative of House District 32. Clouston is the CEO of Gillette Physical Therapy and serves on the Campbell County School Board. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.